Organizers are hoping to revive the street activism of 4 years ago when South Korea decided to resume U.S. beef imports. That movement turned into the largest anti-government protest this country has seen in 20 years. The catalyst for this candlelight rally is the first case of bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or mad cow disease, since 2006 in the United States. The case involved a 10-year-old dairy cow in the state of California. Those who want to reimpose the beef ban say they do not trust either the United States or South Korea's government to properly screen cattle for the neurological disorder. Humans eating meat from affected animals are at risk to acquire a variant of the rare but fatal brain-wasting disease. Nearly all of the approximately 200 cases in the past 6 years have been in Europe. There has never been a human case in South Korea. But that has not kept South Korean consumers like these from shunning American beef in recent years. The main buyers of U.S. beef in South Korea are schools, the military, and some restaurants. A larger target for the thousands of protesters who have turned out tonight is a recently activated trade agreement between Seoul and Washington. The political left hopes to turn the trade pact into an election issue during this year's South Korean presidential campaign. Steve Herman, VOA News at Cheonggye Plaza in downtown Seoul.